In Galilee, Jesus tells his followers those human qualities required for entry into the kingdom of God. He speaks of the new era he has come to initiate. All the qualities are expected of the faithful. They will enjoy spiritual happiness now and in God's reign to the end of time. Also in the early Christian worship, these were considered the commandments of Jesus for the church, for this was supplanting the Ten Commandments of Moses. A reading from the Gospel. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In God's name, I invite you to be seated. I promised you on this annual meeting day, no sermon. I didn't say no homily. The Beatitudes, that are commonly called, but the commandments of Jesus, I want us to reflect upon. 6 days ago, we remembered in horror, gladness, but in horror of what happened in Europe 75 years ago, which was in the lifetime of some of us. And that was the concentration camps and the furnaces where Jewish people and gypsies and others were burned to death. They were paraded in and incinerated, never to come out alive again. We wanted to make sure we never do this again. We're living in a time when people are taking the Christian message and by some crazy interpretation, believing it is okay to defame and to persecute and to demean others. And they do this somehow in some twisted sense of Jesus. Jesus would be angry. Jesus calls us in these commandments, what I've just read, to love, to include, no matter who you are, no matter how you understand life, Jesus calls us to love, to be peacemakers, to forgive. There is no justification within Christianity for othering others. Right now we're in the midst of a scare over a virus. And I've heard people putting down Chinese people, saying, "You're the cause of this great epidemic." That's crazy. It's just chemistry. It's something that we can handle. There's no point in othering. There's no point in putting down people of different colors or different religions or different orientations. That is not the Christian way. This is against what Jesus would say in these commandments of Jesus. And so today, as we consider our responsibilities as members of this Christian community and receive our reports and make our decisions for the year ahead, and as we consider our lives as Christians, and as we consider the world around us, I want us to remember God calls us to love. Jesus calls us to love, to forgive and to make whole, not to separate and throw away. That is not the Christian way. And as we receive the sacrament this day, the bread and the wine, the mystical, real presence of Jesus, the holy mysteries is what we're about. God is mystically with us in the candlelight. God is mystically with us in each of us. God is mystically with us in love. And we are called to be peacemakers, to be people of inclusion, not exclusion. And as we receive the Holy Sacrament, the mystical presence of God within us, may we be energized to think bigger than our fears, to think in love, to think in restoration, to think in wholeness, to be that people that God calls us to be, that Jesus came to earth to teach us about. May God bless us all. Amen.